Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey there, thanks for joining us today on the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. We're so excited to have you here. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Nicole.
And today we're going to chat about preparing for the holidays, what that means to us and what we do in business and life to get prepared. So, Nicole, when you hear the words preparing for the holidays, what does that make you think of?
Who is going to get my mom's muddy gut pan? Literally, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, this is why we record stuff. So I come from a gigantic Italian family from Long Island, New York. So holidays for me means who's helping mom cook the muddy guts, which for everyone who's not Italian, that's manicotti.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have no idea what that was.
Yeah. You're welcome. How many different types of cookies are we going to make? Where are me and my husband going to be spending the holidays? Are we going home? Are we staying here? And if we are staying here, then it's my responsibility to like make all of the stuff, even though there's just two of us. So there's leftovers for a month. And it really is all about trying to plan to create that atmosphere of being surrounded by loved ones and family and really just having a really good time and making sure that even if I'm stressed, no one else is stressed because I want them to enjoy stuff. And also for like business stuff, this is going to be my first year in business where I don't have a boss telling me it's okay to take off. Like if you want to take off, take off. Or if you can't take off, here's what your schedule needs to be. So what I'm doing to prepare for it is even before I started my business, I already knew from Thanksgiving to Christmas, there was going to be very limited client work. Even if I had like 15 clients, I would probably put them off into the new year just because I don't want to make them crazy and make them feel like they're committing to something that they don't have time for because there were more important things going on. And that's just something that I wanted to incorporate into my business because I wanted them to feel comfortable taking off for the holidays. So if I kept them to, you know, client sessions before and after Christmas or before and after Thanksgiving, then to me that was kind of going against my values. But what I'm realizing is as the client work is starting to slow down and I'm putting people off to 2017, my wheels are now spinning on ideas to implement for my business, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But I know we talked this morning about a super fun idea that I had based off of something that I was feeling that now I'm like, oh, I need to go create that and start beta testing and get people into this because I think people are going to love this. But at the same time, I have to cook and clean and travel and prepare for all the holiday stuff. And when is all this going to get done? So it's funny because holidays now for me really, I think, is all about just the inspiration of what can I do to inspire people to have a sense of family and community and gratitude? And then on the business side, inspire myself to really maybe get more creative than I've let myself get in the last couple of months of like Q3 and Q4. And then how can I make that happen in 2017 without making myself crazy? So that's kind of where preparing for the holidays means to me, which is probably not what a lot of people expect. I swear, backstory. My mom has the whole muddy gut thing probably throwing people off. My mom has this muddy gut pan that she got from her mother that it's just like the seasoning's there, the non-stickness is there. It's just one of those things that like as an Italian cook, you hope that you inherit. And there's three girls in my family. So we have been saying for years, we have no idea who my mom's going to put it in her will for. So we all fight over it.
Well, and you have a twin, so that's got to be really hard.
Mm-hmm. And we all love to cook. Like, that's the problem. If there was, like, one or two of us that was like, I don't really like to cook, like, give it to whoever, that'd be fine. But we all love to cook. And we all secretly have, like, plans of when we start having kids and, like, mom and dad aren't, you know, in their prime to host Christmas Day, like, I'm going to take over, but I know my sister's thinking she's going to take over. And then my younger sister's probably like, well, I could take over because I'll probably have the biggest house. So it's like, we all have our secret plans for it.
Yeah, no. My family is kind of spread out. So we've got a decent number of people close by, but like both my sisters are Northern California and I'm Southern California. So we're definitely spread out on who goes where for the holidays. But on my side of things, preparing for the holidays, like first I started thinking about business, and it's, you know, my daughter is in year round. So she's not in school from Thanksgiving to New Year's. So I have to cut back on client work in that time frame because now I have two kids at home with me, and there's no way with a 7-year-old and a 2.5-year-old I'm going to be on the phone all the time and doing all of the client work. I have to have a more flexible schedule. So for me, it's cutting down on the client work. It's setting things in automation so that my business doesn't just stop during those 6 weeks. It still has to run and I still have to do some things. But a lot like you, it also ends up being a time of a lot of creativity and working on the business. I tend to find that this is the time when there's a lot more that I want to do on my business versus in my business. You know, the working with clients versus growing what your business is. So it's definitely one where I kind of have to keep myself in check. And this year I've enlisted others to help me with that because I'm really bad at keeping myself in check and I tend to overload myself a bit too much. I've outsourced a few things and I have others to be like, nope, you can't take on that project. But yeah, so for in business, it means, you know, what am I cutting back on? How can I keep my business running in that time frame and really still, you know, keep things moving, but be able to take that time off to spend it with family. And then as far as the family side of things, it's usually and tends to be last minute planning in my family. Where are we all getting together for the holidays? Are we getting together for the holidays? You know, whose house is it going to be at? And if it's at my house, which for the last 2 years, it's been at my house for Thanksgiving, you know, what's the menu going to be and how many people are going to be showing up? How many mouths are we feeding? What type of food should we have? You know, my husband's mom is a vegetarian. Do we have enough vegetarian dishes? You know, it just goes and goes and goes. So yeah, so preparing for the holidays for me is a lot of organization and it's a lot of making sure every I is dotted and T is crossed. But I think that the biggest thing that a lot of us forget, and I heard you say it, so I'm going to call you out on it, is that we have to also maintain our self-care and de-stress. So I'm curious to hear, because we know I'm terrible at this too. What are you going to do to prepare yourself, not your business, not your family, but yourself for the holidays and the stress and everything that comes with it?
Okay, so there's two aspects to this. So backstory for anyone who did not listen to like my episode on who I am, my family is in New York and me and my husband are in Tennessee, and I think we haven't even told the audience yet, but like my husband's last day in the military is actually going to be the day this episode airs. So yay. And we are staying in Middle Tennessee. So we will be moving closer to Nashville this holiday season. But literally because my family is so big for the last 30 years, it is like a well-oiled machine on what we do, how we do it, whose house it's going to be at, what types of food is there going to be, who's cooking it. I mean, my family, my aunts and uncles and my parents, literally it's like clockwork. After Thanksgiving, this is everything that needs to happen. And there's really not a lot of stress around it. But now that we've kind of taken ourselves out of that equation and we don't necessarily know what the holidays is going to be like for us, my favorite thing to do for myself is I scheduled a massage for the Saturday after Thanksgiving because I do have a gift certificate for it that I haven't used yet. And I know in between those two holidays, it's going to get crazy. And I've been waking up early every morning and I've just been journaling out all of the different dreams and wishes and goals I have, not just for my business, but for life, how I want to lead, how I want to make an impact for my family. And it really helps kind of put everything into perspective for me and knowing that if my day does get so crazy and, oh my God, I didn't make those 3 dozen cookies that I was supposed to, or I didn't spend enough time, you know, volunteering this holiday season, it really grounds me in knowing that even if everything doesn't get done, at least from the moment I wake up in the morning to the moment I go to bed, I know exactly who I am, what I want to do, and then how I want to implement certain things for myself. And that really helps kind of take away those aspects of like high intense stress when holiday season comes. Also, we're revamping how we're doing presents this year. So this is probably going to come as a shock to some of my cousins and sisters and whatnot that are listening. Because we did do a Secret Santa with them, but me and my husband are really going to encourage people, instead of giving us gifts, we want them to donate on our behalf to an organization, because we don't need anything right now. We are in the process of transition and moving, and stuff is just not something that we even want to take on. So it's also knowing that we're going to be grateful and give back to people, that does not put the stress on me to find like the perfect gift for everyone, because I know that can be a very big stress for people.
You know, I absolutely love that. I'm a huge believer in giving versus receiving. And I think that we're jumping holidays here, but we're talking about holidays in general, but the better to give than to receive. And we've got some things, but I'm going to mention it one our December episodes, because I know it's coming up. But we've got some things coming up that are going to help with that in our family as well, because I really want to instill that into my kids. But I love the fact that you've already got the massage scheduled for after Thanksgiving, because that's huge. Now, my question is, how far is it? Literally like Black Friday you're going for that massage? Because
I don't leave my house on Black Friday. Well, I don't know if like anyone else says this, but like Black Friday terrifies me. Like I did it once, like when I was like younger, like 22, and thought like, oh, I'm gonna go get like this big TV that's on sale at Target, and like showed up at 5 a.m. and like got trampled, like never again.
Like, yeah, no. I hate shopping. I'm just going to say, I hate shopping. I don't like it. It's probably why, I only shop when I absolutely have to. Like, I buy two pairs of jeans and then I wear them until they literally can't be worn anymore. And then I go shopping. But so I always avoided Black Friday until I worked in retail. And then I had to do four Black Fridays of working, because it's an all hands on deck day for retail.
Yes, it is. And I remember those days.
Yes. The fifth year, I literally quit the first day of November, so that I didn't have to work Black Friday. It's like, I realize I'm quitting at the most inopportune time, but I've put my time in, I'm done. But yeah, I don't step out on Black Friday either. But no, I was just curious, because I was going to say, if you are a Black Friday shopper, that you may need the massage after it.
No, I am a get all of my gifts done before Thanksgiving shopper. I don't even wait. I don't even care about like the discounts that happen on like Cyber Monday or in the stores. Like, I know what I want to get people. I know, even if it costs a couple extra dollars because it's not one of the deals, to me, it's better to be done, shipped off to their addresses, and not have to worry about it. But I have it scheduled for the Saturday after Thanksgiving, because I don't know, for some reason, like Saturday massages, just the day of the week just makes it so much better, because you don't have to worry about like coming home and maybe doing some work. You can just go get your massage, come back, relax, sleep it off, drink all of the water and tea you want, and just come back and binge watch Gilmore Girls, because that's my plan.
You know, that sounds absolutely fabulous. I may have to follow suit and schedule a massage for that Saturday too.
How about this episode turns into what Sam needs to do to take care of herself for the holidays?
Yeah, no, you know, I put the spotlight on you to ask, but in all honesty, I haven't thought about how I'm going to make sure that, you know, the stress doesn't get to me, because that's, we've said in previous episodes, that's something that I deal with, that I have to be very conscious of. And it's something that I haven't even thought about. My approach since my episode where stress really took its toll on my body has really been to be flexible and kind of carefree and just a little bit more free spirited and go with the flow. And that's just the approach I've taken with the holidays this year. You know, I haven't started the, where are we having Thanksgiving? Is it going to be at our house? Let's make a menu. Let's do this. Let's, you know, let's get invitations out. Let's talk to everybody. Da, 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 you know, and I haven't done all of that like I normally would. And high stress case, I'm just like, well, you know, nobody plans it. I guess we're just doing one here at the house. Like, oh, well.
And I also like for your business too, that you said, like, you are taking those 6 weeks off between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, that's just like there's no negotiation for it. And like, you're doing this work up front to let your clients know that if they really do need something, you will get to it when you have the time to, because this is the time you can spend with your kids and really just enjoy it and not be so caught up in kind of like the hustle and bustle of the holiday season.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's my biggest thing of trying to keep the holidays stress-free. But yeah, I think the massage is definitely something I need to add to that.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds too nice.
And I want to encourage people don't Scrooge yourself. Like, I know that sounds really weird, but like, don't be a humbug about the holidays. Like, even if things are not going as planned, even if you aren't able to give as much as you want to give or take off the time that you want to take off, like, embrace what you can embrace and really just leave everything up in the air, because you can't necessarily control some things. So control the things that you can control and then just kind of be comfortable with everything else that you can't.
Yeah. And I think that just kind of to recap a lot of what we've talked about and the points that I really want people to walk away with is, you know, figure out a plan, but make sure it's flexible. So like for me, yeah, I'm taking the 6 weeks off, but as you said, if a client needs me, I'm still going to be available. I'm just not going to be as available. Like, I'm not going to answer it the same day. Probably I might take a day or so to get back to them, because I'm not going to rearrange my plans with my kids or what we're doing in those 6 weeks to accommodate, you know, I've let them know that I'm not going to be around. So create some sort of plan for yourself, create time off, create that space that you're going to need, but have some flexibility with it as well. And automate. Really, there's a lot of things that can be done for you. So you don't have to stress about doing them all yourself. And it should be something that you're doing overall. But if you haven't started, now's the perfect time to get started on automating. Use tools like Zapier or Buffer, or, you know, there's a plethora of them out there. Those are the two that stand out to me. But use those tools to really, you know, send out social media, or, you know, do stuff in your email and your calendar so that you know what's going on. Whatever it is, just try to automate as much as you can to take things off your plate. Give yourself, it'll help give you that space that you need.
Oh, yeah. And also just remember, too, like, there's going to be times when stress does hit, because this time of year does tend to really kind of weigh on us sometimes. But just when the stress hits, immediately recognize it and then figure out something that you want to do to get de-stressed as quickly as possible, because that's just how you're going to be able to show up best in your business and in life. I think this time of year too can bring about a redefining of what work-life balance is, because truly, if your life is balanced, the work aspect just kind of fits into it. There is no trying to do 50% work, 50% life. So I think that this could be a really good time for you guys to start redefining everything that maybe you want to get done in the new year and how that can really make for a balanced life for you, and really kind of put everything into perspective.
Yeah, and I think that if you find yourself in a situation where the stress is really hitting hard, because no matter how well we plan, things happen. Really, my best advice is breathe through it. You know, at the point in which the stress hits that hard, there isn't much you can do in the situation until you can calm down and clear your head and everything. And the best way to do that is, you know, get away and breathe. Just really get yourself in that better mindset.
I think we've given everyone a lot of tips on how to prepare for the holiday season.
And probably a little extra information they didn't need to know.
Yeah. Well, everyone now at least knows what muddy gut means.
Yes, I had no idea what you were saying. It sounds, yeah.
All right, so for everyone listening, thank you guys so much for joining us today. If you go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com, you can find all of the show notes and resources from this episode, and hop on over to the Facebook group to continue the conversation all week long on how we are going to help you actually get prepared for the holiday season in your business and life. You can go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook to join the group today. We will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.